How nice you look in your crown. I was not allowed to tell you before or since, but your father was or will be King Uther Pendragon. So we get the truth, and it was I myself, that is Merlin disguised as a beggar, who first carried you to Sir Ector's castle in your golden swaddling bands. I knew all about your birth and parentage and who gave you your real name. I know the sorrows before you and the joys, blah, blah, blah. So he then, in this version, is the first one who addresses him as King Arthur. Wart asks, will you stay with me for a long time? Asked the Wart, not understanding much of this. Yes, said Wart. Yes, Wart, said Merlin, or rather, as I should say, or is it have said, yes, King Arthur. The question always arises, what is the Latin at the end of the first book? And what it says is, ends the first book. That's all it is, just playing with you. So nothing significant. That's just the end. Questions? So now we have Arthur. Again, his accomplishments are a result of his education and a result of who he is. His relationship with people and things, and we'll now see what kind of king he'll become. Actually, we're going to talk about armor. We're going to see the film on Knights in Armor, and then Friday, not next time, the time after that, we'll do Arnold. So those of you who think you want to be Arnold, and get on a full suit of armor. We probably have a time to dress at least a couple people, or at least put on parts of it, which are kind of fun to kind of feel what it's like. If you go out to the junction of Kansas Expressway and Battlefield, where there's Grizzlies and Grizzly sells machines, Grizzlies did have two suits of armor in there up by the front, and they look wonderful. They look really nice. What those are, they're machine made. In other words, they just have patterns. They stamp the stuff out. They rivet it together. There's no way it's ever intended to be put on. It's not made by hand. When we get, I shouldn't take this apart in reverse, in out of order, because the whole thing might come tumbling over. You really do need a squire to put this on. I need somebody to polish it for me.